thinking that there must be some sort of medical emergency amongst my patients. I opened the door only to find Sherlock Holmes standing there. He was casually dressed, but unshaven and looking distraught.
"Good heavens, Holmes, what is it?"
"I'm dreadfully sorry to disturb you, but I am afraid that my emotions, such as they are, have got the better of me. Would you mind terribly if I came in? You are the only true friends I have in London, and I felt I had to be with someone on this terrible morning."
"Sherlock," said my wife, who had also donned her dressing gown and come down the stairs, "what is wrong?"
He said nothing but removed his coat and sat down at the table. From his pocket he pulled out the early edition of the Times and spread it open. We gasped in horror at the headline. "Titanic sinks. Over 1,500 feared lost."
"Oh, dear God, no," cried my wife. "No, it's not possible."
I was speechless, totally stunned by the terrible headline. In silence, the three of us huddled close to each other and read the story. The details were still scarce, but reports sent by wireless from ships that rescued the survivors indicated that the worst maritime disaster in history had taken place on the night of 15 April. On its maiden voyage,